This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Fritz off this week for his seventh paternity leave for this one child. We're going to do the top five of five anyway. It is brought to you by Fran. We will see if Fran can live up to his last performance, which was decent, I think we'd say. TK, are you listening in there? I need you to just lock in and listen to Fran on the top five of five, just so I need your review as well. I feel like you're critical as well. So here we go.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Cookie Rojas.
Beautiful five.
So first thing, I feel like you're always kind of like spontaneous with that stuff. So that was, I didn't see that coming.
You can, but, okay. All right. Just real quick. So what he's talking about is spontaneous and when I introduce it.
Yes.
Here's the thing. It's 5 o'clock.
You're right.
It's coming. Right. And you can always hear in the tone of my voice when I want it. I'll go da 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 da.
And you're right. Like it's you're right quick, there. Though. You're quick.
But right, well.
I know. I feel like I've gotten better with it.
All right.
All right. So
that
so,
was not a great one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So I feel like I definitely had some uncomfortable moments here at WIP in general, but specifically with you guys.
Okay.
For sure. And even dating back to the Mark days. So
okay.
What I have for you are the top five most uncomfortable moments that I've had with the afternoon show.
Okay.
So
okay.
So, starting at number five. Now, look, I'm not here to make excuses, but it had been a while that I had engineered a Chickies when I was with Ike and and John. But it had been like 3 or 4 months, and Ike, I know, usually likes his speakers turned down when he likes to do his live reads, and I forgot.
Okay.
And after it was done, after I had the speakers blaring while Ike was doing his live read, Ike let me have it. He was like, Francisco! Don't you know that I like that the speakers would be turned out? My face got red. I didn't know what to do. I was like, I'm sorry, man. Didn't want to make any excuses, but
I do remember that.
Oh, you do?
I remember that.
Now that wasn't when that was pre me. I don't think.
Yeah, it was pre you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, forget or not forget, or 2-3 months or 4 months or whatever.
Yeah.
Not a lot.
I gotta do better, John.
It wasn't completely your fault. It's actually Breitmaier's fault. For not informing you, that's the way I like to do my
reads. Well, no, see, here's the thing where I will take blame.
Okay.
Like, you had told me this before.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize I had told you.
It had been
before.
A while, though. It had been a while.
Okay.
It had been a while. But I was very, Ike, he's yelling at me. I didn't feel, maybe as comfortable as I do with him now, at the time. So it was not fun.
Yeah. I have to say, and I know I can be this way as well, so I understand what it's like when I am this way with a producer. But when Ike hits the part-time producer with like the Ike pissed off thing, or it is a. I'm sitting there. I almost feel like I'm getting yelled at. Even if you screwed up really bad, there's a part of me that wants to go. Well, hey, it's like I always want to look at him and be like, it's okay.
Give him a break.
Yeah.
No, but, see, you part timers, man. At that time, man. See, you guys. First of all, you guys don't know how easy you got it in this era of doing sports talk radio here.
You're not going to get punched.
Yeah. And that wasn't even by me. That could be by somebody else.
Yes, that wasn't by me.
Yep. Yes. So, you know, some of you guys get a little bit too comfortable. And I just got to make sure, you know, don't get too comfortable.
Yeah, this era overall of WIP is a lot easier to deal with in that way than previous eras.
Fran would eat a 3-course meal before he actually did anything at Chickies and Pizza. That's the other
thing.
That's
not true. I would eat lunch. It would be like pizza and fries.
Leaders eat last, Fran.
That's the other thing. What are you even doing eating?
And so do part-time producers.
Well, that was like a couple weeks ago when I showed up. I think I helped Breitmeyer with something. I showed up, got my free food, helped out with Breitmeyer for a second, and I was gone.
Yes, keep going.
All right, what's number four?
Number four, so it actually involves Rod Lakin on your show. Okay. So I think it was like 3 weeks ago now that I put a caller on the air, and he was obviously like hammered out of his mind.
Uh-huh.
And Rod came in, and he let me have it. He was like, why did you put this guy on?
Fran, time out. Is every one of these just going to be a different person at WIP yelling at you for not doing your job correctly?
Oh, we'll find out.
Okay, all right.
Should I relabel
this? What is it like when Lakin's mad? Rod's never been mad at me.
He's never shown mad. I don't know if he yells at me, but he gives me that like, Fran, what are you doing, man? Like this can't happen. Like it's the afternoon show, we can't be doing this.
He's right. Though I like the drunk guys sometimes.
You didn't yell at me, but Rod came in. He's like, man, what are we doing, man? Like, come on, be better.
See what Jack will do is Jack will put the topic and then in parentheses totally hammered.
Yeah.
So I'll know what the guy. I know what
I'm
dealing.
See, this should have been written on the rundown.
Well, look,
it's written on the rundown.
Jack has never looked at that sheet after I did it for him. Have you ever seen Lakin like?
No.
Angry?
No.
I haven't seen him angry yet.
Nah, not angry.
Yeah.
He doesn't get angry.
See, he was this is the most I've seen him angry is when there was the misspelling on the Saquon card.
That he was not happy about.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That was Tucker, though. So, all right. What's number three?
All right. Number three. I promise the last one that involves anybody yelling at me.
Here we go.
I promise. It's a promise. I promise.
Okay.
It's Ike again. So this is actually, I didn't realize this like 5 minutes before I did this. It wasn't even technically the afternoon show, but it was the Players Lounge.
Okay.
And I panicked. There was like 30 seconds left. Before we were about to come back from break. And I think it might have been Buzz back here. And he's like, yo, I need to talk to you, blah, blah, blah. Get on the mic. And so I took Ike's mic, where, you know, he has his own mic shield. And I was like, yo, Dan, what's up? And after, like, a couple seconds, I grabbed the back. He said, don't you ever do that again. And there was, like, a crowd right there. He said, don't you do that again, Fran, blah, blah.
Yeah, don't ever speak into my mic.
Yeah. I learned. I didn't do it ever again.
Yeah. It's the reason why I carry a mic cover with me all the time.
Doesn't want your friend.
Yes,
Brad.
I don't want your
boogers.
Your piece of frickles and everything else that's coming out of there on my microphone.
That's fair. Yeah.
You didn't know Ike was a diva, did you? Yeah, got a little diva in me.
Just a little bit. You deserve it.
Ah.
Face the WIP over here. You know?
Well, I've yelled at Teeks before too.
What? I don't think I've never had the opportunity. TK, by the time I came back, was not doing that stuff anymore.
Yeah.
So I've never had that opportunity to yell at TK.
Yeah,
I try not to yell, but then when something goes wrong, I get
mad. He's one of those guys. It's hard to you can't be mad at TK.
Nah,
you know what I mean? Deeks is
he's grinding.
He's harmless in there, and he's normally working.
Yeah.
Very hard.
And he's just like you, former linebacker.
Yeah, that's right.
All-American.
Yep. All right. What's next?
So number two, there's been, and I can speak to this, and Spike, you as well, just last week, the technical problems that we have. But the one time I'm going to speak on is, maybe you might remember this, like the first time Breitmeyer let me go by myself while we were at Chickies,
we had
problems, and I didn't know what I was doing. I was unplugging mics when I was supposed to.
Oh, that was our first Chickies broadcast. Yes.
No. This is before you. But
you can add that to that.
Not several times.
Yeah.
You know
I mean? Just unplugging every mic and plugging it back.
Yeah, I didn't have to put at that point. I mean, I feel like I'm a seasoned vet now. I feel like you guys can trust me. I'll be down there this Friday. But, at that time, I was just freaking out. I had no idea what was going on. It was very uncomfortable.
I did not yell at him then.
Oh, when he was. Because
I knew he was already
panicked. You were trying to help me.
Yeah, he was already panicked.
So what I try to do in those situations is I've learned that if somebody is stressed out with a technical thing, yelling at them makes it worse.
Yeah, it just makes it worse.
But I'm so mad. So what I have to do is just silently stare into nothing and hope the person doesn't see that I'm silently staring into nothing.
And hope they fix whatever is going on.
Fix it, fix it, fix it. Normally it's, did you test that? Did you test it? Why didn't you test it? All right. What's number one?
All right, so number one is, it's actually like a little past the 1 year anniversary of my infamous Black History Top 5 of 5.
Right.
And you guys have actually...
Which was what, the top five black people to you or something?
Yeah, the top five, you know, Philadelphia
top
athletes.
Top five black Philadelphia athletes that influenced them.
Okay.
Yes. But what ensued afterwards was just very awkward for me. And I actually have the sound here, so I'm going to play it for you.
Great. Are you good?
Yeah. You going to be okay?
I'm great.
We don't want to ruin this for you.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm great. I'm feeling great.
Okay.
This will get better once she leaves.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Our friendship?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. In the workplace.
Again, the workplace is not the place to be to have your friendship.
Yeah.
Ah, I got you.
And I'm not talking about regular friendship like we have as coworkers. We're talking about the friendship you like and you want.
No, we're talking about
it. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Everybody knows already.
It's okay.
You guys sit
at the lunch table together for 2 hours.
Yeah, we're good friends. She likes music. I like music.
Oh, would you stop? Stop the charade.
So this was when the front desk person and you were having your little lunch affair.
Lunch affair, sure. Yeah.
And they noticed, right? Yes. And called you out on that.
Yep. I thought no one noticed, but it didn't work that way.
Yeah, really?
She was into
just
you?
Being friendly.
She was into you?
More than he was into her.
Okay. And you just saw it. Did you really just see it as just talking, or did you know what was going on?
If we're being honest, I mean, probably a little bit of both.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it can't be both.
Yeah, I knew what was going on.
Yeah, okay.
I'm telling you, I don't think he liked the fact that she liked him.
Oh, really?
I think she liked him more than he was actually into her.
Hmm. You know what they say about beggars and choosers, though?
Yeah.
Slim pickings.
Yeah,
and this definitely was one you let get away.
I don't remember. You'll have to tell me during the break who she... Maybe I don't even know her.
I don't think... Yeah, I don't think you do.
She might have just been there while I was gone.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Wasn't here a long time either.
Fran, I will give that one on a scale of 10, 5.8.
5.8?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. It was
okay.
What about you, Ike? Better?
What about you?
I'd have given it a 7.5.
Okay, see, that's what I was thinking.
Is this 7.5 on a Fran scale, or are you grading on a curve?
Of course.
Oh, okay. 7.5 for Fran.
Don't say that.
Well, which is not different than a 5.8 overall. It might even be lower.
5.8? It's like a full, like, almost 2 points.
But I'm not grading on a Fran scale. I'm grading on a scale of how good it should be.
He's a pretty tough teacher, man.
Yeah, he's just grading you against you.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
You see what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah, sure. Yeah. Everyone gets their own thing.
Man, it was solid coming from you.
Right, thanks. Yeah,
he's actually insulting you more than I am.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This hour is brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big winter sale through February. That's your last chance. Get 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com. 215-592-9494. Arthur in Greensboro, North Carolina. You're on WIP. What's up, Arthur?
Hey, how y'all brothers doing? Ike, Spike.
What's up, brother?
Longtime Philly fan. You know, I'm living in Greensboro, North Carolina now. We still celebrating the Super Bowl. I wore my necklace and my Eagle pendant to work. I'm a violence prevention coordinator for the North Carolina Office of Violence Prevention. But I just wanted to call y'all because this Super Bowl takes on a special meaning for me and my family. We buried my mother October the 6th in West Philadelphia. And when she passed on, she asked us to get her an Eagles dress, which we did, Eagles necklace, which we did, Eagles pair earrings, which we did, and her 2018 Super Bowl ring was across her chest.
When you buried her?
October the 6th, yes.
No, so I'm saying all those things when you had the funeral.
Right.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. That is a fan.
And that's how big Philadelphia Eagles is in my family. So, you know, I've been a lifelong resident Philly. I was up there till 98 going to every game. Only one jersey I have is the Wilbur Montgomery jersey in terms of the Mitchell and Ness ones. People still don't know who that is here in Greensboro, so I had to educate them. But my son, I have a 7-year-old son, and he watched this Super Bowl with me, and it was wonderful. We had a house full up here, and he was so ecstatic. And I asked him, well, you know what, did it mean a lot? And my 7-year-old son said to me, who's 50, almost 51, he said, well, Dad, I wanted them to win because I would have felt bad for you if they would have lost.
Oh.
So, yeah. So, you know, that's a huge thing. And, I've seen you several times around town of Philly, some lifelong fan. Okay. And I just wanted to share that. My mother's name was Betty Durham, and she was the biggest Eagle fan in the history of Philadelphia, you ask me. And she got to see, and she did say that after the first Super Bowl, she looked at me and she said, at least I get to see them win the Super Bowl. Because she was ill for a while. And the second one, I know, I was looking at her obituary the whole time at the game. I just kept looking. And when we got the dagger, the long pass to Devontae, I said, Mom, we got it.
No.
And, so it meant a lot to us. And we still celebrate. So
now, as you
I
should,
wanted to call and let y'all know that.
Yeah, as you should, yes, man. Sir. And, man, it's always great to hear stories. And appreciate the call, Arthur. It's always great to hear stories like this about how this team is so deeply rooted into families, right? And different generations of family. And this last 8 years, 3 Super Bowl trips, 2 Super Bowl wins. I just feel so good for those lifelong Eagle fans that have been around for 40 and 50 years of following this team. And they got way more heartbreak on their ledger, and it's good that they are being rewarded for being lifelong Eagle fans.
Eagles fans are different, man.
Yeah, man.
Bury me in all my Eagles stuff.
Yep.
I'm sure there are other teams that have it, but it is the amount of Eagles fans that are like that, which is crazy to me. When I think I mentioned when I went to Levi, the legendary Levi from Overbrook, when I went to his funeral, not only was there WIP stuff everywhere, I think there was an Eagles helmet on the casket, which is the way people care about that team here.
Yeah, man.
And the players get to experience it at the parade, right? I'm glad they get to experience it because it means more to them than I think a lot of the players can even comprehend.
Right.
And I'm glad they have this memory of the Super Bowl parade in their brains that they can go back to sometimes when we're a pain in the ass, which we often are.
Yeah, you know? and we are as fans. I tell you, speaking of the parade. First of all, it's great that these guys, they get off the bus and they're interacting with the fans.
Yes.
That's awesome. We saw when the Braves won the World Series a few years ago, it was like they were speeding through traffic in their parade to get through the damn downtown.
Right. This, it took 3 hours to go a mile and a half, you know?
But Saquon was fully enjoying the parade. He was interacting with fans. I saw where he brought the Eagles ball boy across the barriers into the parade. But the craziest thing I saw from Saquon, and I saw a lot of good things. This wasn't necessarily a bad thing unless you're sort of, I'm a phobic germ. The germ thing.
Germ phobe.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yep.
This man grabbed a bottle of Hennessy from somebody and turned it up.
Well, you don't do that until you're a few drinks of Hennessy into
it.
Right.
Man, I saw that, man. I said, dude, this dude should never play for another team again, man.
No, he can't.
Because this dude is, he's all in.
He's
all in. Now, it's one thing to take a beer, you know, the fans are tossing you beers and this and that and the other. Somebody had a liter of one of the biggest Hennessy bottles, and he grabbed it, man, and turned that thing up. I said, oh, God.
Well, talk about going from one extreme to the other for Saquon.
Right.
Saquon must have been like, I will drink anything from anybody if you put me in this situation. The craziest thing I saw with a player and a fan, I think you probably saw this video. It was Nolan Smith.
Oh, man.
Nolan Smith drank a lot. I think he wrote that he had 10 beers and whatever.
Hell no.
But he took a little kid and put the little kid on his shoulders and just walked away with the little kid.
He walked away with somebody's kid.
That's somebody's baby. And probably this is the way Eagles fans are. The parent was somebody like, oh, that's awesome, man. It's been so my kid.
How far did he get up the road before they had to bring the kid back?
I don't know. He looked. Nolan Smith looked like he had no intention on turning around. It's like,
somebody had to grab him. Like, hold on, man. We got to take him back.
That is somebody's baby.
And we definitely can't leave him with you.
No, the kid wasn't 10 or something. The kid looked like he was like 3. It was amazing. 215-592-9494.
The youngins enjoyed themselves.
They sure did. Can you imagine how exciting that is for that kid, too? Tasty Cake Dom, you're on WIP. What's up, Tasty Cake?
Hey, Spike. Hey, Ike. How's it going?
What's up, Tasty Cake?
What a joyous week last week was.
Wasn't it?
It was just absolutely incredible. And you guys did a great job covering it. It just was magic, man. Fantastic.
I feel honored.
I think you guys did a great job. When I say you, Tasty Cake, I mean the fans. I mean, my goodness. Yeah. You're talking about everybody coming out. That felt like that parade was bigger than the one in 18.
It did. Just watching it on TV, the shots at the art museum, I mean, it just was absolutely breathtaking to see all those people that happy.
Mm-hmm. And I would say this, and I know, Ike, you feel the same way. I'm like honored that we got to be on the air during this run and for that parade.
Yes, sir.
I know we do a lot of argue this, argue that, this player this player that. But at our heart, I can speak for us at least, we're just fans that are happy to be. And to have a moment that week specifically, between that Monday and that Friday, when all we were doing was celebrating and there was no, could this guy do this? Could this guy do that? That we don't get a lot of that. I'm not crying about my job. I love my job. It's the greatest job in the world. But I feel honored that we got to be sort of the voice of everyone and got to be on the air during that.
Yep.
Because, prior to 2018, that had never happened for anybody here.
Yep.
You know,
it was great. And I just appreciated WIP having the vehicle where you could just take that all in.
Yeah, it was the best.
I got to tell you, Ike, and I listened to all the shows today. I didn't know who the hell you were doing the show with because your co-host today said Jalen Hurts is the MVP candidate and he called Joel Embiid a quitter. And I didn't know who the hell you were doing the show with.
Well, I've said, no one wants to hear the Embiid stuff because once somebody gets sort of pinned to you, like you, I love Joel. I love Joel and I cheer for him. Yeah. But his, and I have empathy for him because of the injuries, but the way that he has carried himself, even the whole I might get surgery thing, like just sort of the off the cuff, I think has been really like, disappointing. He's had a lot of disappointing moments, and I've said that a lot of times, but I want him to succeed, and I think that comes through sometimes. And I said, if Jalen plays the way that he played those two games, I just want to be clear. I never want him to throw 35, 40 times a game. He plays that way, he is an MVP candidate. He plays that way, he is elite, like 100%, no doubt about it. I have I'm there with that. The question is, will he? But if he does, the sky's the limit, you know?
I while you were doing the show, Spike, and all of your input on Jalen, I never doubted that you wanted him to succeed because you want the Eagles to win. That,
of course.
That comes through absolutely. And I hope that you take people to call and criticize the Sixers. All we want is the Sixers to win.
Of course.
So the criticism sometimes of the Sixers is based on the fact that Sixers fans, like I've been a Sixers fan for over 50 years. I just want them to win.
Yes, of course. We can disagree on how. That's the whole thing about Jalen or run the ball or pass the ball. All we're talking about is how we all have the same goal. That we all have the same goal. We see different things and think they'll get how they can get there in different ways. But we all want the same thing, except for Jack.
On your point when you opened the show, Spike,
yes,
I got two things. I absolutely think that Nick has earned the right to pick his own OC. Just absolutely think so. I think whoever he wants, I will go with. When I think of Nick Sirianni right now, Spike, I'm writing down 12 wins. I'm just writing down 12 wins.
And
see where we go from there.
I understand the position. I understand what you're saying. I don't necessarily agree, but I understand what you're saying, and I think it's hard when a guy has won as much as he's won, been to two Super Bowls and won one, if he's an offensive guy and his guy is on the staff and wants to be the OC. It's hard. I understand it would be hard to tell him no.
And Ike, the other thing I wanted to ask you was, do you think it's more of a priority for me, Ike, it's more a priority to sign either Milt Williams or Zach or Sweat? The offensive, so to me, it seems as though, Ike, you could throw Jeff Statlin a piece of clay and he could sculpt a masterpiece.
Right.
Right. And he did it mile on and didn't even play football.
True.
I mean, he takes these guys and he makes them all pros.
The price is what's going to matter. Zach is the easiest, I believe, to sign of the group. Becton, I don't know what his value is out there. I will tell you this, he's only 25 years old.
He was a seventh pick in the draft.
Yeah, seventh pick in the draft. Yeah. So I understand, like, you can put a Tyler Steen in there or whomever. But the fact of the matter is, they were better with Mekhi Becton in there.
100%.
Playing. So I think it's, depending on what his value is. But, yeah, I could see where Milton Williams would be the guy because he's young. He was a draft pick here. But his value also may be higher.
I think – thank you for the call, Tasty Cake.
He's going to cost you more to keep Milton Williams.
I think Milton Williams is going to go for a lot more than they can spend.
Right.
The other question on the offensive line is, can you pay everybody elite offensive line money?
That is a valid question.
Lane's making it. Jordan's making it.
The only one who's not is Dickerson. Sturgeon.
Sturgeon. Yeah, is Juergens.
Juergens.
Yeah. All right.
And I knew it wasn't Sturgeon.
Yes. 215-592-9494.
Cam Sturgeons used to be our kicker.
We'll come back and do the text line and all that stuff.
Super Bowl team.
Oh, right.
He got injured. That's how we got Jake Elliott.
And look at him.
And look at
look
this.
At him now. He Wally pipped him. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I cry it out. Heaven save me. But I'm down to one last breath.
Yeah, friend.
And with it, let me say, let me say.
Yeah, friend.
Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
The WIP Afternoon Show.
Follow me.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show. I like Spike and Fritz. Thank you, Fran.
Friend, good job in there, friend.
Friend, you as a music guy have to at least appreciate a little bit.
That's Come a on. Good song.
Okay.
So the more you guys do it, the more it's like gotten stuck in my head.
Yeah,
and so I was like
I
was in my house singing it. And my like 15-year-old sister started singing with me too. She knows it.
There you go. There you go. Tremonti's a good guitar player too. I don't know if you're a guitarsman, but he is.
What's his name?
Mark Tremonti.
It's Creed's.
Creed's guitar player. Yeah,
I'll have to listen to him.
Google him a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Make your special someone feel like a world champion every day with a custom diamond engagement ring from Mark's online at Mark's. marks-jewelers.com. Final check-in. Are you good with Nick Sirianni picking his own offensive coordinator, even if that is internal? 59.2% say yes, 40.8% say no. Speaking of diamond engagement rings, happy anniversary to you and your lovely wife, Renee, which was Sunday, right?
Yes.
There you go. You have Valentine's.
Did 23 you, years.
Now, did you purposely put your wedding that close to Valentine's Day? So like a little two birds, one stone scenario there?
No, I did not. I did not even set the date. She
did. Oh, really?
Okay. She did. I don't know if she really thought about it during that time.
Yeah, she
maybe she did.
Gypped herself a little bit on that one, you know? Not great planning, you know?
Yeah, it's like getting married on Christmas.
And how many years is, I'm sorry, how many years did you say?
23. 23 officially married, 30 together.
30.
I count them all.
I can't believe I've been... We've been married to Val for 10 years, but we've been together 15, which feels like
You want those 2 years to count, don't you?
Yes. 5 years. 5 years. We were together
for
5. Oh, you
just said 10 and then 50. Yeah, I got you. Yes.
Yeah, they count.
Damn right they count.
They count. They count. 215-592-9494. Big Aaron in West Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Big A?
What's going on, fellas? What's going on? I can spike. I'm still celebrating, baby.
What's up, Big A?
You still there on the parkway?
I'm still, man. I ain't leave, man. I got a little camping set over there, man. I might not leave till the next one comes.
There you go. That way you got your spot for the next one. You don't have to get there early.
Yeah, I'll be there. But I'm going to tell you a story about some Karens at the end that was messing with me down there. But, my birthday the same as Michael Vick. What that make me?
I don't know. Runner-up MVP one time?
Me and Mike Vick born on the same day, but to cross him out, me and my mom born on the same day.
Yeah. I just find it ironic that the three biggest stars in the city, all of us on one show are connected to them by birthdays.
Bryce, crazy. Joel, and Jalen.
And Jalen, yes.
Yeah, that is crazy.
That is crazy that all three of us.
And it's crazy that I have Jalen,
and you have Bryce,
and Jack is stuck with Joel.
He's either a day before or a day after Embiid.
Oh, really?
Or the same day.
I don't know.
I don't know why you got Jalen the way you feel about.
Look, man, we're winners. We're winners. We just win. We just win, brother.
The way you feel about. Look, man, look, I'm taking him right now. If he beat Mahomes next year, I'm putting him in front of Mahomes. I'm damn near ready to put him in front of Mahomes now. Because when you
I think they play in the regular season. You're not talking about in the regular season, are you?
No. We're talking like Super Bowl.
Oh, if they beat in the Super Bowl next year.
Again, I'm talking about the Super Bowl.
Okay.
All right. Cause
call us then. At, call us then. Call us then. What are we doing?
Listen. Okay. Can I talk for a minute?
You've been talking a lot. Yeah. Go ahead.
I ain't say nothing.
Oh, well, let me say that's this. Your
let
fault.
Your fault. I knew you were going to say that.
Let me say this. Mahomes is not impressive in the Super Bowl. He's not impressive. He got 10 touchdowns and 7 interceptions.
Bro, I don't know what to tell
in
you.
In the Super Bowl.
Watch the games.
Right?
Yeah.
I can watch the regular season and say he's great. But when you get to the Super Bowl, you got to be great too, greater. And Jalen always shows that when he's great and he's average. He's above average during the season, but he's great in the Super Bowl.
Yep.
So I'm gonna put him right behind Mahomes. Forget Allen. Forget Jackson.
Dude, let's
all them Burrow,
actually
all
let's
of them.
Let's
get
skip let's skip Mahomes. Why don't we just put Jalen in front of Tom Brady?
No, I'm never going to put him in front of Tom Brady.
Oh, well, yeah, I don't want to be crazy.
Like I'm not,
yeah.
I'm
don't
want
to talk
man,
crazy.
Man. I'm not your man, man. It took me a long time to start liking Hurts, bro. I wasn't a Hurts fan. It took me a long time to get
there. Well, it took you to
but
last
once
Sunday.
I got there. Last Sunday. No, he got me when he went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
The first time.
The first time,
I was hooked. I got hooked. And I just love the boy to death now. It's just like I think when he gets to a certain point, when he's playing, he just elevates his game. And A.J. Brown said it. A.J. Brown said it. If you listen to him, he said it. He said during the regular season, it's just like, you know, I ain't going to say he don't like the regular season. He cleaned it up real quick. But he said in these kind of games, though, he likes to shine and show the light and all that type of stuff. A.J. Brown said that. Mm-hmm. I listened to everything, man, when I was, you know, abbreviated, but I listened to it. I had a great time, brother.
Did you say abbreviated?
abbreviated. Yeah. I don't know the words right now because I still am. Because I still am a little bit.
Yeah, you're certainly not abbreviated. I can tell you that. This call's been going on for 5 minutes.
Drunk. Let's call it drunk. Let's just keep
okay.
It.
All right.
Oh, man, that was awesome.
Oh, shoot. I think I... Oh, wait, sorry.
Knocked him off.
Yeah, I've been screwing up this call board all day long. Big A is hilarious. He's still there. He's still on the...
he's still inebriated.
He's still, abbreviated. Ben in Millville, you're on WIP. What's up, Ben? Oh, Mayor Ben.
Oh, Ben in Millville.
Yo, guys, what's up?
What up, Mayor
what's
Ben?
What's up, Ben? Mayor Ben?
Yeah. Hey, how you doing, man? Great job last night.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. So yeah, I was down in Millville at the Elks Lodge, and
you had your speaking engagement.
Yeah, and what would you say it was about? It was for a couple hundred people there last night, right?
Yeah, but think about like 212, 220, right around there.
Yeah, we had a good time. We had a good time.
I do a good job for you.
Yeah. Well, once you got rolling, you know, like Kevin Smith, who's the grand poobah of the Elks down there.
Yeah.
Down here in Millville. You know, he was like kind of like asking him questions. It was kind of an awkward start to getting him going, but you know, yeah.
it was an awkward start to it was a Q&A.
Okay,
and then I was just like, you know, instead of you asking me all these questions, I'll just
roll.
I'll just talk. Yes.
Yeah, you know,
and then I'll answer questions at the end from everybody else.
There you go.
Yeah, and I talked to. Talked great. You know, I always talked a lot about his playing past and like what it was like. And you know, I was gonna Q&A at the end. I was gonna ask him about the cats and the rats. And he was like, I told like that. He's like, what? I was like, come on, you played at the vet. He was like,
right.
Everybody knows about the cats and the rats. And the rats were as big as the cats.
Yep, that is true.
But no, it was good. You got some valuable points. Good, your little insights into players and this and that. And you know, the one rhetoric that I kept on hearing from everybody, we're like. Wow, we didn't think he was that tall. Wow, we didn't think he was that tall.
Oh.
What,
yeah,
Ike?
I'm a legitimate 6'3".
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's a linebacker in the NFL. What are we? It's not TK over here. No offense, TK.
Yeah, I'm Tom Kelly.
Yeah.
No. It's all good. You did a good job. I'm excited for the Phils, but not excited as Jack is. Like, you know, big whoop-de-doo. I just want that warmer weather. You know, I'll be down in Florida in less than a week.
Ah, you going down to Clearwater?
I'm going down to Key West.
Oh, Key West. Okay.
Yeah, for my birthday.
So. Never been to Key West.
I'll have to give you guys a call when I'm down there and be like, hey.
Key West looks fun. My brother-in-law, Joe and Paige, I think have been down to Key West. It's just like, it looks like too much fun for me.
Oh.
You know,
it's that type of fun. Yeah, your little party.
Right, isn't it?
No, I mean, there is the nightlife, you know. You can if you want, but if you want to relax, you can totally get yourself away from the world and just, you know, sit at your, you know, some beachside place and just sip away, you know.
There you go.
You know, Jimmy, you know.
Jimmy Buffett.
Name.
Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah, Buffett, yeah. That's his home down there.
Yeah,
yeah, wasn't Margarita Man, there, so, right? You
know? Yeah, Margaritaville. Yeah.
Margaritaville.
So that's a beautiful place, you know. I was there last year for my 29th, so this year for my 30th. It's an awesome place to be.
Mayor of 30. Wow. Look at me.
Yeah, I'm actually the youngest mayor ever to be elected in the city of Millville.
Wow.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Yeah, so I got elected when I was 26. I was the second youngest ever to get elected. And then I became mayor when I was 28, I think, if I'm remembering this.
What are you doing to balance the budget of Millville? What are you doing? Are you you're making Millville great again?
Hey, I can tell you about my bringing it back. No, I can tell you my thoughts about a trout. You know, I dabbled into that. You remember that?
Yes,
was like,
I'll get that from Mike off air. I don't want to.
He's a great player. He's a great representative of Millville.
Yeah, sure sounds like it. All right, man. See you.
You see Trout moving to right field?
Oh, yeah. Boy, he's doing whatever it takes to win. Dude, no one's going to ever remember how good he was because he chose this path of his career.
It's true. I agree.
You know?
Because you damn sure didn't get to see much of it.
Dude, ask for a trade to some contender.
We damn sure didn't get to see much of him playing.
Herb in the Northeast, you're on WIP. What's up, Herb?
Up there, boy.
Whoa, yeah, Herb. Boy.
You're still hot. You're still hot, brother.
Whoa.
Yeah. Mike, you're a Super Bowl champion. How's that feel, brother?
Yes, I have a...
How's that feel? 8 days in?
Hell yeah.
And you're a Super Bowl champion, man. You're loving it.
Yes, I am.
You're loving it.
I am a champion.
Yeah.
Yep.
I just bought a bunch of stuff from my NFL shop.
Yeah.
Waiting for the deliveries, you know what I mean?
Oh, boy, they got you, huh?
They got me for a couple more hundred.
I know it, man. That's how they've been getting
this. The coach's jacket that snaps down, snap up. And then I got, I bought the jacket that Jalen was wearing at the media day, the white, you know, the off beige or whatever they call it.
Those are pretty good. Yeah.
You should, you know, you'd look good in that. Herb could rock that beret that he was wearing.
Yep.
Was that after the game or before the game? It was during the parade.
Parade. But he also wore it to the NFC Championship game.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, you could rock one of those, Herb.
Yeah, brother. Hey, listen.
Yes.
I'm going to say the same thing I said to JoJo this morning. And back in 2023, the Eagles, okay, they made $650 million. That was their total revenue. Mm. They walked away with $158 million.
Profit.
Okay, profit. Yeah. Profit. Yeah. Net profit.
Yeah.
So these guys, we got three or four players that we got to take care of these guys. They show that they can play. And I'm sure they're going to play even harder once they're in the green next year, you know. So it's repeat. Let's go. Repeat, repeat, repeat.
That should be on the
That's
T-shirt.
That's what it's about.
I think
Jalen Hurts, at this point in his career, he's been to two Super Bowls. There's a bunch of quarterbacks that haven't even been to one Super Bowl yet. Let alone some haven't even been to the AFC Championship.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, Dak.
But let me just say that I think Jalen actually could call his own plays.
I think
and
so
I
too.
I would actually give him a shot.
Let him be the OC.
In training camp or even in ATOs where you had a simulated game or so in like May or June. Okay. And see if he could do something like that.
They
and
should try that in
not
ATOs.
Not just that, but what's his name? I'd like to see them bring back, what's his face?
Zach Vaughn?
Doug Peterson?
No. What's his name that was here with...
Frank Reich?
Frank Reich.
Yeah, Frank Reich. Yeah, I'd like to see them bring Frank Reich back because he seems like he's a good play caller. And he's just been in the wrong places. This team here, when Frank was here, and then you know that 17-18 team, they got it done. This team's even better, okay, and could be better than any of the Eagles teams right now. They're the best Eagles team that I've seen. Okay, I mean I'm going back to when Andy first started.
Yeah.
You lost 3 out of 4 NFC Championship games. I remember.
Yeah, come on, Ike.
Thanks for reminding me.
Yeah, do you remember that, Ike?
I remember when Sheldon Brown actually.
Do you remember?
Sheldon Brown called me to order a limousine when they lost to Arizona in 2008. He's calling me.
Now, that one I was not a part of.
Yeah.
No, you weren't here, but I'm just saying.
No, I was here. I was just retired.
Those games we should have won. We should have won 2 Super Bowls out of that group that Ike was on.
Yeah, was at on. Least.
We yeah. Should
have won. What are you doing, Ike? I'd have settled for one.
Yep.
And he's saying if I just had one, would be nice. Yeah.
Herb, do you wear a cologne? Do you wear a cologne?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I wear a different kind, you know, whatever I could buy cheap, because I don't buy that stuff that's $100, $200.
Yeah.
Nah.
You know,
see you doing that.
You ever see those bottles in Boyd's?
Yeah.
You know those bottles that they got right before the elevators? Yeah.
Little Aqua Velva.
Yeah. I forget the names. Yeah.
You
look,
buy
all X. Different
yeah,
colors.
Yeah.
Actually,
Rookie.
You can,
Rookie.
Nordstrom
remember Rookie?
Has them. Come Neiman on. Marcus no. has them. They all got
Jupe.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Herb.
I'm listening. I'm rating Jalen Hurts as the number two quarterback right now in the NFL.
You sure that's high enough?
He's my guy right now.
He just beat Mahomes. How do you have him behind Mahomes? He just beat him head to head.
Well, he just beat him. Yeah, but I can't. Mahomes got a couple more Super Bowls.
He does.
When Jalen wins one more Super Bowl next year,
yep.
Then he's going to be the number one quarterback. And they might have to redo his deal.
Yep.
Oh, they will.
They might be smart to redo his deal and give him maybe like 60 or 65 million.
Piece of the team.
Lord.
There's going to be somebody's going to get a boatload of money. So might be Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, I would imagine that next contract is going to be pretty big for Jalen.
Will probably be pretty big.
It's going to be pretty big. Yeah,
he's only
by
got,
a lot of berets.
3 years left on what he's got. He's got 3 years left, and if he can win in Super Bowl in 25 season, that would with 2 years left on that deal, I mean that team is worth right now. They were 8.3. Jeffrey Lurie was worth. That thing is probably over 9 now that they won the Super Bowl.
9 billion?
Maybe even 9.5 that they won the Super Bowl. We have to see what it looks like with the numbers.
Would you sleep with a person on the first date?
What's that?
Like first date. Do you think it's okay to have sex on the first date?
Yeah, if they want to have sex, yeah, why not?
Okay, you know? Just checking.
I met that girl down there. You know, she was nice. I liked her. She's nice. Yeah. Down there, I met her like
German
right
chocolate.
Before the
yeah.
Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And she took care of me. She gave me like a whole load of these sensors. I got about 50
or 60. Boy, I was about to say.
You know what them things are worth? They cost me $25 for two sensors.
Per load.
For my diabetes. For my diabetes.
Okay.
Yeah, the sensors.
Okay.
Yeah.
And her mother was like, young, 66. She passed away. She had a lot of
Her mother was 66?
Yeah, her mother was 66 and had issues. And she,
Jonah, how old are you?
The mother had diabetes and some other things. And she had these sensors in her garage at her house.
Herb has to be at least 66.
So contacted me and told me about the sensors. And I went down to near Temple. She works at the school.
Oh, how old is she?
I picked her up. I don't know. You've seen her in there.
I did see her, but I didn't know her age, though. She looks good.
I don't know. I didn't ask her how old she was.
Oh, well, yeah, you don't care, yeah.
And a Carter.
I think she might have a couple kids. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She was with those guys, the one guy that makes a lot of, you know, he's all fired up like me, sitting over at the bar. That's where he was sitting, over there with his couple buddies. I'll show you who he is.
All right, Herb. We gotta go, buddy. We gotta go. We gotta end the show.
Have you seen Pete?
I have not seen Pete.
Yeah, we gotta end it. I hear you.
No, the show. The show's
yeah,
over.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
All right. So the Phillies.
It's unreal.
It's come down to how.
Herb, we gotta end the show. We got on the show. Yeah.
What do you think about the new lineup?
No, you get out of here, Reese. We'll talk to you tomorrow. By the way, this from Captain John Walker of the Philly Police, who was right in front of him when Nolan Smith took the kid. He said he picked him up, put him around his neck. We thought it was his son as he walked away. If we stopped and asked him if it was his son, he put him down. He was 50 yards away from his parents.
So they had to get him back to us.
Yep. Yeah, that is amazing. Hey, is that your child? The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
You guys sound more excited talking about Blue Chew than you do about the Eagles winning the Super Bowl. Nick in Delaware.
Wow, what do you want me to say? I wish I could pop in a pill and make it seem like that the Super Bowl just happened again. What's nice?
He's standoffish around people he doesn't know. I'm sorry, is Jack a misbehaved dog? George in Newtown.
I think that is a fair comparison. Right?
I guess.
Jack around new people? You just, he doesn't like new people. He's not going to bite you.
He's not going to bite you.
Yep. What's next?
Another week Jack's off. It's time for my comeback.
Honest Jack.
Oh!
And he got the whole another week Jack's off. Gotcha. Yeah, yeah. Put a little bit more of a pause in there next time.
Wow, return of Honest Jack. Would love to hear that. Love that he's texting. What's next?
We get a full off-season of Elliot in the studio? Will Ike even survive? Joe in South Philly.
If it's me, maybe Spike may not survive.
I was just about to say, Jack and I are in far more trouble with Tuesdays with Elliot in the off season than yes. Ike is. So thank you to Fran filling in for Jack today. Great job. TK next. TK,
that's correct.
TK's up next.
Straight up TK. Just TK.
Straight up TK.
94 WISB.
The Fighting Tom Upper Moorlands. What is the Upper Moorland? What's the mascot?
Yeah, the Fighting Upper Moorlands.
Well, Bears.
The Bears?
Bears, the Bears.
The Fighting
Bears.
Upper Moorlands. All right, TK is next. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening.